from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Now is the time to get your fireworks for July 4th festivities. The place to go is Boom City Fireworks for the largest selection and biggest inventory of fireworks in the Mid-South. There are two air-conditioned locations, 3rd Street South and Getwell at State Line Road. Both are open daily from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. Power candles are only $3.97. Extreme bag assortment, $100 value, just $59.95. Head to Boom City Fireworks. That's Boom City Fireworks.
Hi, Discover. It's Jennifer Coolidge, and your cashback match has inspired me.
Great. We love doubling the cashback you earn at the end of your first year.
I'm doubling everything now. I'm double dating. I'm double dipping.
Discover cashback match. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Hey, it's Tiki Barber. From brakes to exhaust kits and beyond, eBay Motors has over 122 million parts to keep your ride or die alive. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to bring home that big win. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Meet the new Sonic Groovy Fries. The fries that old sauce so well, they even have their own. Get your dip on with new Groovy Fries and Groovy Sauce. Live free. Eat Sonic.
Severe on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gabe Kuhn Show, presented by Oxbow. Oxbow, with special guest David Cobb from CBS Sports, live on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Purdue Fight Song on the way back. I wonder what we're going to talk about with David Cobb from CBS Sports, college football and college basketball writer for them. He's on X at David W. Cobb. David, what's happening, brother? How's it going?
I didn't even realize, Gabe, I didn't even realize that was the Purdue fight song.
Not a very well-known one.
We got a lot to talk about, man. We got a whole lot to get to, I'm sure, when it comes to talking about the Grizzlies and with Zach Edey. Where do you want to start?
Well, this is what I want to say first. We have Connor Dunning, who's probably about a month talked into Zach Edey as a center for the Grizzlies. I'm about 2 days, full 2 or 3 days talked in. I talked myself into it already. And this is what you had to say. So we're at the polls here. This is what you had to say. Can't believe the Grizzlies took Zach Edey at number 9 with Devin Carter and Dalton Kinect still on the board. Understand you need a center, but a non-shooting center with no defensive versatility is the reach of all reaches with a top 10 pick. That's your take on it. Let's talk through it. You don't like the pick at all for Zach Edey at number 9.
Hey, I hope I'm wrong. I hope that Zach Edey posts multiple double-doubles in the next Western Conference Finals. And if he does, I'll do backflips down Beale Street wearing nothing but a Zach Edey triple XL Grizzlies jersey. Yeah, I mean, I hope it works. It just feels like a reach. It feels like a big swing. And, you know, there's a lot of pros. There's a lot of pros. I was a big supporter of Zach Edey in college. You know, he got a lot of hate during college. But, you know, I always pointed out to people during his college career who would say that Zach Edey is only good because he's big. I would point to a few things. I would say, no, he's good because he worked like heck to get his conditioning into unbelievable shape. I would say no, he's not just good because he's big, because he has amazing hands. He can catch the ball, which is so rare oftentimes. It's such a simple thing, but he can catch the ball. He grew
and
up
also catching the ball completely nullifies all the Hasheem Thabeet stuff that people were talking about right when the pick was made.
Well, I mean, if you want to make the Hasheem Thabeet comparison, you're only doing it in the most broad terms, in terms of a seven-footer from the Big East and a lottery pick, or, you know, Zach Edey from the Big Ten. I mean, there's very, very broad terms that you can make that comparison with. But the specifics are very, very different with Zach Edey and Hasheem Thabeet. So, I mean, there are things about Zach Edey that I do like. I guess I just underestimated or didn't fully realize how committed the Grizzlies were to taking a center in the first round of this draft. That seemed like goal 1A, 1B, and 1C for the Grizzlies. And with that comes an opportunity cost of the players that you pass up on. And the two I mentioned in that tweet that you read are two that I think will have very nice NBA careers, Devin Carter and Dalton Knecht. And so, you know, where my disconnect was in assessing this whole draft was, you know, just failing to realize to the extent, you know, that Memphis was committed to getting a center in the draft.
Yeah, now let me say this. This is why I've been talked into Zach Edey. I still have my questions about you mentioned defensive versatility, slow-footed. How's he actually going to cover a pick and roll? It'll be strictly drop coverage, yada, yada, yada. But one of the two things that just immediately are obvious, the non-negotiables, the obvious things with Zach Edey, he can rebound for sure. There's no doubt about it. And he's a good screen setter. And I mean, that's two pretty massive boxes checked for any center you were going to put alongside Jaren Jackson Jr., Desmond Bane, and Ja Morant. That's why I've been talked into it to a certain extent.
A lot of players can check those boxes, though. To me, it's can he do anything more than that? And if not, you might have been able to get something off the free agency scrap heap to fill that role. And, you know, I know there's not a ton out there this year on the free agency market at that position, but I don't know. I mean, it's just going to be such a drastic change in scheme and in system and in role for Zach Edey. Now, I'll say this about the guy. He's got the work ethic. That was evidenced throughout his college career. My man, you know, he improved a lot. He will work. He won't be like a Hasheem Thabeet in terms of the just getting lost in the, you know, when the Grizzlies are a great fit for Zach Edey, because you know that Zach Edey, that they've got a plan for him. That Zach climbing in that front office have very specific, detailed ideas of the role that he's going to play. And I don't know that was going to be the case, you know, if he had gone somewhere later in this draft. So, I mean, there's parts of it to like, and maybe I've talked myself into wait and see mode.
Sure.
But it wasn't necessarily what I would have done. But again, I was looking at it, Gabe, from this perspective of somebody who did a big board for the entire draft. When I did my mock draft at CBS, I wasn't doing it just with the Grizzlies in mind. I was doing it and looking at the draft from a holistic picture. And from when you look at it from that perspective, yeah, I mean, they drafted Zach Edey before pretty much anybody else would have drafted him. They also had a much different need than pretty much anyone else in the draft. So it's, you know, it's what they've decided to do. This is the win now window. They think this is a guy that can help them right away. Hopefully it works out. Like I said, I'll be happy to be wrong. I'll be happy to submit that tweet to Old Takes Exposed and be wrong about it. We'll see.
Well, when did you think he would have been drafted if the Grizzlies didn't get him at 9? Because through the entire pre-draft process, he was a riser, riser, riser. Jonathan Givony from ESPN, their NBA draft analyst, started to put him in the lottery, and he didn't think he'd get outside of the lottery.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I would have been comfortable taking him in the teens. You know, and when I was in studio this week with Jeffrey, I was saying, well, you know, I'd be okay with trading back and then taking Zach Edey. But you know, I get it. What do you really get in return if you trade back? Do you get a 2026 second round pick or something? You know, do you get what are you really going to get by moving back 7 or 8 spots?
And who also is there that you're going to be able to execute a trade with, I think, is the other part.
Yeah, so I get it. And then you run the risk of your guy not being there if you trade back. So it's, it's interesting what they decided to do. I think to me the biggest sort of misgiving is the opportunity cost of not getting a Dalton Knecht or a Devin Carter. And, you know, who are we going to look back on in 7 years and say, well, that player turned out to be an all-star, and they slipped to the teens in that 2024 draft. And, you know, if you don't have a ton of conviction in who that guy is, then, you know, maybe you're better off just filling your franchise need, and that's what the Grizzlies ended up doing.
Now, one thing that you already mentioned is the style that he played at Purdue. That's not the style he'll play with the Grizzlies. I mean, he would throw it into the blender every single time at Purdue, slow pace. He didn't really play around any good guards, which he will be playing around good guards in John Morant and Desmond Bane now, so that'll be a plus for him. But he's not going to be asked to do all the scoring around the rim that he was doing at Purdue. Do you think that it'll be a tough transition for him, or do you think, you know, the work ethic that he has shown year to year, always adding something to his bag every single year at Purdue, do you think that'll help him transition relatively easily?
No, that'll help him. Like I said, he's going to work. He's got the IQ, the desire, the want to. He is more than just a big player, and I think that's the biggest misconception with Zach Edey, is that he's only good because he's big. But no, he's good because he works hard, he's got conditioning, he's willing to learn. That's what makes Zach Edey different than other players of his size. But now, it's can you add the passing and the facilitation to your arsenal that Marc Gasol developed? You know,
that Steven Adams had to a certain extent.
For sure. And the comparison is often made to Jonas Valanciunas. Well, Jonas could actually step out and shoot the three. He didn't want to do it all that often. It wasn't his primary skill, but he could do it. We haven't seen that with Zach Edey. How much of that was Matt Painter refusing to allow Zach Edey to shoot threes, and how much of that was maybe an inability to do it? From what I understand, he shot well on air at the combine. So can he add the three-point shot to his arsenal? Can he develop some of that facilitation from the top of the key? Those are things that I'm interested to see. If he can, you know, then maybe there's a path to him being an NBA starter. But that's kind of – those are the things that separate, in my mind, a lot of the giants in the NBA who have success. When you think about Joel Embiid and Nikola Jokic and some of these other, you know, giants out there, they can pass, they can hit the three. And so there's a little bit more wiggle in their game than just being the screen setter and the guy who you dump the ball down to on the block.
Yeah. Now, what do you think about the haul in general? Because day two, the Grizzlies went shooting. Jalen Wells from Washington State at number 39, and then they traded up for Cam Spencer, which I really love Cam Spencer. Fiery dude, shot around 40% from three over 5 years, a five-year sample size of that, and he was one of the big reasons that UConn was able to get back to the top of the mountain last year and win a national championship. But what do you think about the haul in general? Zach Edey, Jalen Wells, and Cam Spencer.
Yeah, I like it. Take a couple of swings on shooters. I mean, my goodness, Cam Spencer was one of the best shooters in college basketball a year ago. Jalen Wells has really good prototypical NBA size and can shoot it. You know, he transferred up from Division II, and he's kind of one of those sleeper, under-the-radar types of guys that the Grizzlies have gravitated towards in years past. And so you hope he can give you something. You know, they're second-round picks, so it's a shot in the dark.
Sure.
It's a very much a blind hope, and you hope one of those guys can play a role for you. I like what they did on day two, and you know, maybe I'll come around on what they did on day one. We'll see. It's I appreciate the fact that they had a conviction and they went with that. You know, and I love this front office. I mean, I was there when the transition occurred from the Chris Wallace regime to Zach Klein, and I think they've made some really good picks. Their hit rate is not 100%, but they've been at it so long now that nobody's would be, you know, with how long they've been doing this. So, yeah, I'm cautiously optimistic that the Grizzlies did about as well as you could in a draft that not too many people were excited about.
And stylistically, aren't they just different, right? There's a lot of front offices that are going to try to take the swings with younger guys, try to develop them. They have a certain arrogance about themselves that they will be able to develop them. Feels like Zach Klein tries to take those guys that are just ready to go for the most part. Obviously, there's some exceptions. G.G. Jackson is a massive one. I think Jalen Wells, to a certain extent, is an escape, although he did have good production in his 2 years in college, one at Sonoma State, one at Washington State. But he truly does not care about age and the measurements. He likes highly productive college basketball players. That's what he goes after.
Yeah, for sure. And that's refreshing almost. So you look at the Milwaukee Bucks. I was just on up in Milwaukee.
The A.J. Johnson pick. Ooh.
Yeah. Woof. I was talking to Sparky up there who's been on y'all's airwaves as of late. And, you know, they're just beside themselves because they're in a win-now window with Damian Lillard and Giannis, and they went out and took two massive projects with the 23rd and 33rd pick in the draft. And so you appreciate when a front office seems to make the moves that align with the goals of the actual team. And so from that perspective, yeah, I appreciate it. I'll also say this. I think Devin Carter and Dalton Knecht would be right. able to help the Grizzlies right away. Multi-year perimeter players in college basketball who, you know, obviously Devin Carter's got a lot to his game, a lot of diversity and skill on both ends of the floor. And then, you know, Dalton Knecht is one of the best, arguably the best perimeter offensive player in the draft. So, you know, there's that side of it too. Yeah, they did get Zach Edey and a guy who can maybe help them early, but they also passed on players who could help them early as well.
And I hate giving credit to the Lakers, but did you see what the Lakers like tried? Their selling point there for Dalton Knecht, they gave him number 4 since Anthony Davis is number 3 and he's not going to be able to get that, and they're doing the Knecht 4. That's good marketing. That's well done. I have to give credit where credit's due to the Lakers.
That is good. I actually think I think DK is a really good fit there because they need help right away. They don't have much cap in the free agency game with AD and LeBron on the payroll. And now what's crazy is Dalton Knecht won't even be the most famous rookie on his own team. I mean, right. Everybody's going to be talking about the Lakers' second-round pick at number 55 instead of talking about Dalton Knecht.
Which is where I wanted to go with this. LeBron James, there was all the reports about, oh, he's taking a step back, you know, he's not running things, and he gets J.J. Redick and Bronny in the same offseason. That all those reports, throw them in the trash and burn them. That was he got exactly what he wanted.
I'm
not like the biggest Bronny supporter in the world. I do think there is a level of scrutiny that comes with being LeBron James' kid and you know, being a second round pick when seemingly there's a lot of other guys that were more deserving. But I almost feel bad for the kid to a certain extent with all the negative publicity and attention he's getting.
Yeah, no doubt, because it's going to be tough. He's going to have the spotlight on him in the summer league, and this is a player who would not have been drafted under any other circumstances. This is a player who would have been fortunate to get an Exhibit 10 deal or
right.
even a summer league invite if he'd come out under different circumstances. But at the same time, though, I don't have any problem with LeBron James, who many people call the greatest basketball player of all time, flexing a little bit here. I mean, he's LeBron James. He I think he's earned the right to assert his will, you know, with that franchise. He brought him an NBA title. He's still one of the best players in the world nearing the age of 40 years old. That's unbelievable. So if he wants to go out and get his son to play on his team, then so be it. But from the standpoint of Bronny, yeah, it's a lot of pressure. And I'm not sure that he's ready for the NBA. I mean, he's not. There's no other player like him in this draft class who accomplished so little in college basketball. And so it's going to be an uphill climb for him to actually legitimately, you know, make it in the NBA on his own accord.
And here's the thing. Yes, I agree with you. LeBron James has earned the right to call some shots, although some of them have not gone well in the past. But at the same time, the Lakers are in a situation, you just hired a new coach, you're looking to go win a championship with this core of LeBron James and Anthony Davis, and the roster's not good enough. And I know that you're not going to get some franchise changer at 55, but it defeats the purpose almost when you look at, like, you're going to win now window. You're going to try to win now. Bronny James does not help do that even in the slightest. It's just the direction of the Lakers is so ridiculous. You just can't find – there's no obvious direction of what they actually want to do.
Yeah, when you peel back the layers on how they ended up on J.J. Redick as the coach, there was obviously that intense flirtation there with Dan Hurley.
Sure.
You know, I'll give a shout-out to my colleague Matt Norlander, who on the Eye on College Basketball podcast sort of broke down some of the things he'd heard from around the league about why Dan Hurley might not have wanted to take the Lakers' job. And there's this idea, this perception that the Lakers are just this sort of mom-and-pop operation and that they don't really run things like a real NBA basketball organization should in this era. And that sort of runs counter to the perception of what you would think when you're talking about one of the most storied franchises in all of professional sports that has LeBron James and Anthony Davis on its roster. But I think that's the reality, is there's a lot of cooks in that kitchen. And let's not kid ourselves. If they'd wanted to take somebody else at 55, they could have just signed Bronny as an undrafted free agent.
Sure.
And the idea that they had to use a draft pick on him to get him in a Lakers uniform is silly.
Mm-hmm. Now, speaking of undrafted free agent, David Jones got his two-way with the 76ers. There were spots for him to land. He's still the development he's going to have to show on the defensive end is what's going to keep him in the league. And that's something we're going to have to see early and often, or he may be playing overseas, right?
Yeah, but it's good that he got the two-way,
sure.
Right?
Like, yeah, that's why he ended up leaving the University of Memphis, not using his eligibility.
Exactly. So I think it ended up working out, I guess, probably about how David Jones wanted it to work out. And those two-way deals aren't all bad. Like, you can make some money doing that. You're going to get a chance in all likelihood to play in NBA basketball games on a two-way contract. You're also going to spend a whole lot of time in the G League on that two-way contract. And that's the where you look at it and you say, all right, well, would you not rather be the leading scorer on a prominent college basketball team and have a chance to potentially play in the NCAA tournament? And that's where the disconnect is. But some of these guys, especially the multi-year college players, they just get to a point where they're ready to take that next step. And, you know, fortunately for David Jones, it worked out and he got that two-way deal, which is apparently kind of what he was after all along.
Talking with David Cobb at David W. Cobb on X, college basketball and college football writer for CBS Sports. And this is why I love you. You wrote a story about the EA Sports College Football top 25 overall teams based on their overall ranking. I know they say there's a lot of people that love college football behind the scenes that are doing some things with this game. But these ratings have been really bad, haven't they, for the most part? And obviously not all of them are bad. But with the overall teams, I just can't get over Colorado at 4-8 last year? And then Stanford at 3-9, both being in the top 25 at 87s overall. What in the hell is that about? I'll paint it this way, and I'll talk about it a little bit later in the Blitz. And I just want to do it with, like, in-state institutions. If you put Memphis and Tennessee on a neutral site against Colorado and Stanford, and by the way, Memphis and Tennessee are not part of the top 25 here for the EA Sports College Football 25. If you put them on neutral sites against either of those teams, I'm taking Memphis and Tennessee every single day of the week.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, Vegas has the Colorado win total at 5.5, and that's a top 25 team. I mean, give me a break. But this is a video game marketing ploy of genius to get us talking about it, because it's Colorado, it's Deion Sanders, it's Shedeur Sanders and Travis Hunter. And they decided to put Colorado in their top 25. That is a choice. And Gabe, I'll say this, as the season goes on, they're going to be tweaking those rankings, because yeah, Colorado is going to be lucky to make a bowl. And then most of the teams around them are legitimate college football playoff contenders. I mean, there's no world in which Colorado is a legitimate college football playoff contender. So it's comical. And then some of the omissions are yeah, glaring. Tennessee is one, but I think even worse than leaving Tennessee out of the top 25 is leaving Missouri out.
Yep.
With Brady Cook and Luther Burden. I mean, that's going to be a squad this year. That's a team that beat Ohio State in the Cotton Bowl and has a lot back from that team. So it's, there were some big misses there from EA Sports.
And then Kansas State as well. I just don't get that. But, like, can you even begin to explain the Stanford thing to me? Year two with Troy Taylor. I don't get it at all.
I don't see Stanford in the top 25 of what I'm looking at. Now, I mean, there's a lot of lots of gripes with this, for sure. I haven't seen where Stanford is in the top 25, unless I had a typo in my story.
Okay. Well, the one I'm reading has, I think Stanford ended up getting the nod into the top 25 at an 87 overall. That's kind of ridiculous. And why, usually I'd be okay with this, but it feels like Tennessee is flying under the radar pretty heavily this offseason, just because, I mean, is it a new quarterback? You have Nico coming in, and we have to see, it's sort of a wait-and-see approach.
Yeah, I'm detecting a lot of variance of opinion on Tennessee in football this year. It seems like there's a contingent and a faction that expects 7-5, and then there's this idea that Nico could be a generational talent and lead them to a 10-2 record in a college football playoff appearance. So we're seeing that variance appear here, because just this week I've done stories. You know, I did this story on how at 24/7, Bud Elliott believes Tennessee could be one of the teams equipped to overcome a talent discrepancy and compete for the national title. And then you see the EA Sports rankings. They're not in there for offense or for defense in the top 25, and they're not in the overall top 25. And EA ranked Neyland only at number 13 in terms of best home field advantage. So I think they're kind of poking the bear a little bit. They're like, what's the fan base who would be the most annoyed if we snub them? And I'm pretty sure the Tennessee fans are that hornet's nest that you can poke and get a rise from and get a reaction from. And that might be part of what they're doing.
Oh, no, you can definitely get a reaction from them. They were, I saw, you know, a couple of even journalists that are in that Tennessee orbit, but they were not happy that the Grizzlies skipped on Dalton Knecht, were they? I know you saw some of that.
That's interesting, sort of that psychoanalysis there of not only did the Grizzlies pass on Dalton Knecht, but they took the guy in Zach Edey who, when it came down to the wire in the Elite Eight, won out and was better than Dalton Knecht in the in one of the biggest games in Tennessee basketball history. So there might be something there. There might be some legitimacy to that. I was at that game and it was a clash for the ages. And I mean, tip of the cap to Zach Edey. He was the better player in that game, very narrowly. But that was all Purdue needed to make the Final Four.
Well, he also got fouled like a crazy person. I mean, his whistle in that game was crazy.
Well, that's one of the things that's interesting about like Zach Edey on the professional level is how, you know, at Purdue, every possession, every dribble, every pass, every offensive set, every out of bounds play was oriented toward getting Zach Edey a touch either on the left block or in the paint. And that's just not obviously how NBA offenses operate or how they work. And so how does he make that adjustment into being a role guy? Primarily, I mean, like a ROLL, like pick and roll guy,
and then
obviously a role player instead of the star. I mean, as we've covered, though, he's got the intangibles to potentially make that transition, but it's just going to be a vastly, vastly different world than what he inhabited in college basketball.
Well, here's to hoping that the Grizzlies get the Zach Edey whistle now. Here's to hoping.
Yeah,
right?
mean, yeah, without a doubt. I mean, it's a. Yeah, that's the hope. That's the hope, is that he can dominate the paint in a way that few others do in the NBA.
For sure. Well, David, I appreciate it, man. You have a good weekend, and we will talk coming up on Monday.
All right, Gabe. Sounds good.
Yes, sir. That's David Cobb at David W. Cobb on X College Basketball and College Football Writer at CBS Sports. Now, Connor, we have a presser going along right now for the Grizzlies, and a couple of things have been said. I just caught up to a certain extent while I was talking with David. It looks like Taylor Jenkins was talking about Zach Edey, Jalen Wells, Cam Spencer. What's the common trait between all three of them? He said they're all winners. And then it looks like Zach Edey, when he was asked about John Morant, says he thinks he's the best guard in the entire NBA.
I got a clip. You want to roll it?
Yeah, roll it.
So I'm just curious if you got the chance to see his post on social media on draft night and if you got a laugh out of that.
Yeah, I saw his post for sure. Message him. It was funny. Good movie too.
Facts.
Rush Hour 3.
But I mean, it's exciting. Like being able to play with Ja. Like, I think he's the best guard in the league. Like being able to have that pressure offensively and do the things that he does, just make my life so much easier.
Yeah, and that's the one thing. I think Zach, you say he'll make your life a whole lot easier, and I do agree with that. You were playing again with me and Connor on the wing when you were at Purdue. But I get the sense you could make his life a whole lot easier peeling a bunch of his defenders off of him using your big-ass body, 7'4", 300 pounds. Like, I think that's a two-way street there. That could be a help for both of you guys in the end of the day.
Yeah, I cannot wait to see Zach Edey and John Morant pick and rolls. He also had something very important to say about food. Did you see this?
Go ahead. Roll it.
He was asked. Oh, I don't have the clip.
Oh, I don't have the clip.
Sorry. This is just reading. I'm sorry. I apologize.
This is happening right now.
This is happening in real time. Zach Edey says his favorite food is Italian and Mexican. He's going to have to get used to some barbecue. We got great Mexican food.
We have some solid Mexican food.
Still very good Italian too.
Obviously, we're not like the best Mexican food city in the world. I understand that.
Las Delicias. Hit it up.
I will say like tacos and ganas, Taqueria Express. We have some
food trucks.
Los Comales. Some food trucks around. We have some decent ones there. And then Italian. We can do Italian. We can serve you. We got you. But yeah, maybe a little barbecue along the way.
Yeah.
But we don't want you getting out of shape eating too much barbecue and fried food. Right?
Is it possible for a 7'4" person, 300 pounds? He's got a lot of room for that barbecue to go.
Yes, and I will say, just from having to eat like a crazy person when I was at the University of Memphis, it is hard to keep on 300 pounds. It really is.
Is
when you're working out and you're doing like, you know, basketball or for me, football activities every day, it is hard to keep on that weight.
Have you ever been around Zach Edey personally yet? Have you like been able to see him in person?
No,
he's got to be the number one person to ever make you feel. It's the first person you've ever met that's just a foot taller than you are, right?
Sure. Steven Adams, pretty big too. Santi Aldama, pretty big as well. Jaren Jackson Jr., pretty big. You know, I was
Zach Edey, what I am to you.
I was second or third row when Taco Fall was playing at UCF, though.
Oh.
That's a different level of big. Like the noggin on that fellow. just like I don't even get how people get that big. I don't understand how people are that large. But Zach Edey will definitely be up there as well. I think he'll be second in those rankings behind Taco Fall.
That seems fair.
Yeah. But it's very rare for me to feel very small. But some of those guys on that
Welcome
team,
to our
they
world.
Do that. They do. You're not that. Come on.
No, I'm a solid 5'10".
5'10"?
I'm 5'10".
Okay. Usually when people get to like 5'10", 5'11", they round up to 6 foot. You're not a guy that you don't lie to people.
I'm a truthful man. I'm a truthful man.
I hear you. Now, it looks like we do have some numbers for the rookie class. Cam Spencer, although he'll likely be on a two-way playing with the G League most notably, he'll be 24. So we have another 24. Jalen Wells, zero. Rocking the zero. Okay. I can deal with that. And then Zach Edey at number 14 because he couldn't get 15.
We got 12, 13, 14, 15.
There we go.
Right. There we go.
We can handle it. Now let's go ahead and grab a break. And when we come back, we're going to hop into the Blitz. We have some NBA contracts to talk through. Memphis football gets another commit. And then I want to hop back in. I know we talked a little bit with David Cobb about it, but the EA Sports overall ratings, we have to let our beef be known. We have some beef with these ratings. That's next.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis's sports station and the biggest name in the Mid-South online and on the phone thanks to Odyssey. The Odyssey app at 92.9ESPN.com. Smart speakers simply say play 92.9 ESPN. Thanks so much for making us Memphis's sports place. We wanted to build something special where you could come and listen, enjoy, and have some fun. It's a legacy of sports in Memphis. On the Odyssey app, say to your smart speaker, play 92.9 FM ESPN.
Now is the time to get your fireworks for July 4th festivities. The place to go is Boom City Fireworks for the largest selection and biggest inventory of fireworks in the Mid-South. There are two air-conditioned locations, 3rd Street South and Getwell at State Line Road. Both are open daily from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. Power candles are only $3.97. Extreme bag assortment, $100 value, just $59.95. Head to Boom City Fireworks. That's Boom City Fireworks.
She posted about us just now.
Celebrities can't get enough of Bianna's bespoke skincare line.
She has 147 million followers. How do we monetize?
She needs a social media associate to help her with the hype.
We should repost this. Do we need a hashtag?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget? Think Staples. Because now at Staples, you can save up to $50 on your print purchase. From posters and flyers to signs and menus, Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. And with Staples Print Perfect Guarantee, it's done right or it's printed again free. Plus, same-day service is available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. Get it printed right at Staples. And now get up to $50 off your print purchase. And 7-6, visit staples.com/print for details.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Dead battery on America's birthday? America's number one battery destination is here to help. AutoZone has free battery testing and charging at every store, and batteries starting at just $79.99. With our 4th of July sale, we have savings to help you red, white, and do any other jobs you've been putting off. It's everything you need to get back on the road at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
The light is fading, your hands are sore, and the last tool has been put away. Now is the time to feel the satisfaction that comes with a job well done. But when you get your tools from Harbor Freight, something about the job feels a little different. Your wallet. Because we believe that everyone deserves hardworking tools at hardworking prices. And that's what we have here. So, whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight.
All 650 acquisition fee, Telluride RG510849 MSRP 38305, Forte LXS RE780169 MSRP 21820. Includes all rebates and incentives, must finance through Hyundai. Excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 6/30/2024 with approved credit, dealer stock only.
Hey Jeff, I hear you've got the Kia Summer Sticker Sales event going on right now at Goss at Kia South on Mount Moriah. Give me some scoop.
Randy, the scoop is I'm ready to put you in a new Kia for less. 2024 Kia Forte LXS 41 MPG Highway, $199 a month. $34.99 due at signing. How about a 2024 Kia Telluride LX 357 a month? $39.99 due at signing, 24-month lease.
Plus 0% for 48 months on 2024 EV9. And every Gossett Kia comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia South on Mount Moriah.
Gossett Kia South, 2680 Mount Moriah, or online anytime. KiaMountMoriah.com.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-631-5533. That's 1-800-631-5533. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-631-5533. That's 1-800-631-5533.
SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you about Danny Morrison Roofing Professionals. They're a local, family-owned and operated business serving the Mid-South's residential and commercial roofing needs since 2010. It's the home of the free roof. You really can get a new roof with no cost to you. Most roofing jobs, they can be done in one day, so this isn't some lengthy process. Just call Danny at 901-870-0186. It's Danny Morrison Roofing, 901-870-0186.
Now, the biggest stories.
Overloading the line.
A bull rush of info. It's Gabe's Blitz on the Gabe Kuhn Show on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
And always remember that the Blitz is brought to you by Sissy's Law Cabin. Connor, what we got?
Emmanuel Quickley intends to sign a five-year, $175 million contract to stay with the Toronto Raptors.
Math-wise, 35 a year? Okay, all right. He's 25 years old. He ended up leading the team in, I believe, points and assists when he got traded. So I guess it makes sense on the surface. But I like the Raptors, I just don't know what they're going to do going forward to like make themselves a playoff team and get over the top. You have Scottie Barnes, who, yes, all-star, really good player. But Emmanuel Quickley hasn't been there before, and he's going to be your second highest paid player. It's just strange what the Raptors are doing. They have a lot of money tied into Scottie Barnes, Emmanuel Quickley, and now it looks like they have picked up the option on Bruce Brown. $23 million he is owed next year. That's a lot of money going to a lot of guys that are just, to me, not necessarily going to affect winning for the Toronto Raptors at this current juncture. Now, I understand that they don't really have a whole bunch of options going forward. They have to put together a good enough team, get people excited with some young players, potentially in Emmanuel Quickley and Scottie Barnes. But I'm sorry. I found this to be a strange and massive deal for a guy that I don't necessarily think is deserving of all that type of money.
It's the tough part about being a franchise in today's NBA is that sometimes you have to overpay guys who may not. You know, you're kind of paying on potential. I understand that he's 25 years old, but last year was really the first time he got to run his own team.
He got a runway.
And, you know, he did pretty well. And Scottie Barnes and Emmanuel Quickley, that's not a bad place to start with your core, but they really don't match up timeline-wise because of their ages. So Emmanuel Quickley seems like the type of guy that they're going to sign for now. He's going to be a bridge between eras. And here's my guess, is that one day they will use Emmanuel Quickley's contract or they will trade him to go get the guys that can try to help them compete. And then when it comes to Bruce Brown, I'm happy for him, NBA champion. He has gotten his bag. But, yeah, he's just wasted away up there in Toronto. I hope that they move him to a contender. I could use him in Memphis. We could use him in Memphis. I would absolutely take some Bruce Brown.
But at the end of the day, the only issue I have, like the Raptors, yes, they're paying a lot of money. I just don't know what the direction is, like what they can do going forward to really make turn themselves back into a winner after winning in, what, 2019? Like, winning it all in 2019. I mean, they got their championship, so that's out of the way. But this is a rebuild that I just don't know is actually going to work.
They won 25 games last year.
Yeah.
It took 36 to get into the play-in for the East. Do you think they have an outside shot of making it to the play-in?
I don't know. Outside shot, sure. But that's not saying that much, is it? I'm not telling you that much by saying the East stinks. East stinks. Even if you get into the play-in, what does that mean? If you're 9 or 10 in the East, you're still a bad team. You're still a bad
team. I like their picks. You know, they took Jacoby Walter and Jonathan Mogbo. So, like, they got some pretty good prospects in the draft, but they definitely have a lot of work to do moving forward. And it is tough having to pay a guy like Emmanuel Quigley $35 million a year. But maybe it'll pay off. Maybe we look up in a couple of years and we're like, man, that Quigley deal ended up being pretty damn good.
It's jarring, though, too. And obviously, I know there's way more guys. There's 53 guys on a roster in the NFL. But Emmanuel Quigley, who... for all intents and purposes, is not like a superstar or star really in the National Basketball Association.
He's a really good player.
He's a good player. 5 years, $175 million. Justin Jefferson's probably the best wide receiver in the NFL. 4 years, $140 million valuation versus $175 million valuation. And their role within their particular leagues, it's not even remotely close. So that's jarring when you start to think about the amount of money these guys in the NBA are getting paid.
Memphis football got another commit last night. This one is running back Amir Thomas as a preferred walk-on, and that's usually not a big deal, but walk us through why this means something.
You want to know why? He went to Houston County High School. You know who else went to Houston County High School?
Antoine Hill Jr.
You know who else goes to Houston County High School? Peyton Joseph, four-star recruit, top 150 on 247, who's down to Florida State and Memphis, and there's seemingly, according to Jonah Dillon, who we talked to earlier, a 50-50 shot. This is where you start to understand the role that Antoine Hill Jr. and these guys will play going into the future. You can get more talent this way. You've built up some really sort of good tidings with these high-end bits of talent out there on the open market in the high school recruiting, high school recruiting for 2025. This is just, I think this is well done by Ryan Silverfield and the staff. They understand where their bread's going to be buttered, and they're trying to go make everything happen that they can right this second. And maybe they can capitalize on Peyton Joseph and get him on campus. But Antoine Hill Jr., I don't want people to think that his commitment's probably the most important and most impressive in the history of the University of Memphis. But on top of that, he could lead to even more recruits, especially if he's good when he gets on campus. People are going to want to play with him. He knows a lot of recruits around the country. It's something that Christian Fowler keeps pushing. Getting a commitment like that helps, on the back end, stack up this recruiting class. There's more guys on the recruiting trail that Antoine Hill Jr. knows, that know Antoine Hill Jr., that want to play with him, that he can convince to come on down, and Peyton Joseph is the next in line. We'll see what happens with that.
Right.
I'm very curious.
Antoine Hill Jr., as of this moment, is the biggest one that they have gotten outside of DeAnza Williams. I understand people who want to say that. But the reality of the situation is we hope that we look up in a couple of years and we are saying that he is one of many of four stars that are coming to the University of Memphis, if even maybe they have an outside shot.
And maybe even if guys commit elsewhere, the transfer portal's still wide open.
You hope that this is the beginning of a new era in recruiting for Memphis football. That is the hope with Antoine Hill Jr. And so far, it seems like it is beginning to move that way. Hopefully it continues.
Yep, 100%.
More EA Sports ratings. This time we have a top 25 overall. You talked about it with David Cobb a little bit, but man, I can't help but look at this list and think it's a little silly.
Yeah, it's a little silly. Colorado's the most notable one.
Crazy.
Now, I screwed up a little bit earlier, and I want to make right on my screw-up. PFF screwed me up here because I put down their list, and I have it in my notes. It wasn't Stanford who was the 21st ranked team. It's actually NC State, which makes a whole lot more sense. If Stanford was an 87 overall, that's absolutely diabolical. But Colorado being in these rankings is so stupid. I know it's a marketing ploy, but they have two good players. Like, can we be honest about it, Connor? They have two good players.
Two.
Shedeur Sanders and Travis Hunter. And then you don't know about their O-line. Shador Sanders had broken ribs and like a collapsed lung and a spleen. Like, he was getting killed last year because that O-line wasn't good enough. Now, I know they've gone out on the open market and they've tried to get a bunch of O-linemen to commit to there, and maybe it'll be better. But isn't that a wait-and-see thing? They should not already be in these rankings. And I think they were top 25 in offense, and they were, like, right outside the top 25 in defense. And their defense stunk last year. They don't have enough up front on the defensive line. They haven't fed the trenches well enough. Deion needs to get that done. But to have them in the top 25 overall teams for EA College Football 25 just feels like, hey, they're the talk of the town, so let's give them a good rating so people can play with them and not complain at us.
It's to sell.
It's so stupid.
It's to sell the game.
And then, like, I mentioned it. If you put Colorado – let's just talk about the in-state teams, right? Tennessee, who should be on this, and they should be a top 25 offense, and they weren't a top 25 offense. I guess there's a wait-and-see thought process with Nico Iamaleava, but he's got Squirrel White's going to be phenomenal with him. I imagine he'll be really good. He's a five-star prospect. They paid him a whole lot of money. Josh Heupel's really good with quarterbacks. I think he'll be good enough. But if you put Tennessee and Memphis on a neutral site game against Colorado, not only would both those teams be favored against Colorado, both those teams would win. And neither of those teams are in this top 25. Colorado is. It's dumb. But again, I'm not going to care that much. It is EA Sports College Football 25. And I guess I'll have a little bit of fun playing with Colorado. I'll try to figure it out once the game actually gets released.
Breaking news, Gabe Kuhn. The okay. Pelicans are moving Larry Nance Jr. and two first-round picks for DeJounte Murray.
What? This is brand new.
Brand new.
This is like 30 seconds ago.
Happened literally 60 seconds ago. The Pelicans are moving Larry Nance Jr. and two first-round picks to the Hawks for DeJounte Murray. The Pelicans got a point guard.
Good job by the Pelicans, man.
Not good for the Grizzlies. That's a good trade for the Pelicans.
Great.
Great trade.
Only two first-round picks?
Is Brandon Ingram going to Atlanta? How is it just Larry Nance and two firsts? It's got to be somebody else, right?
Is there a third team? I'm like, what happened
here? Maybe there is a third. I do wonder if a third team's in there. Because DeJounte Murray is making so much money.
That's settling for the Hawks, too. That's settling for the Hawks. Two first-round picks and Larry Nance for that level of talent.
More. It's got to be more, right?
All-star type guy. All-NBA defensive type guy. That's really...
Okay.
You have more details.
Woj, he just came in. Because that was from Shams. The Pelicans are trading a 2025 first round via the Lakers. Might be a good pick. And the least favorable Milwaukee Pelicans pick in 2027 first round, Larry Nance Jr., and more for Murray. So more is doing a lot of work in that sentence there because it's got to be more. There's no way in hell Larry Nance and two first-round
picks. There's no way it's two first and Larry Nance just to
get. Got to be a lot.
It can't just be that to go get DeJounte Murray.
Man.
I have to see what the more is before I really
comment.
Gotta
see what the more is. It's got to be. It's got to be Brandon Ingram, right? He's got to
be
involved.
Somebody else.
Or CJ McCollum.
That's got to be Brandon Ingram, right? That's insane. If you keep C.J. McCollum on that roster, though, think about C.J. McCollum and DeJounte Murray as a backcourt duo. Herb Jones still there. Zion. Grab
Dude,
your center.
Honestly, I'm going to be honest. DeJounte Murray is like one of the last guys I wanted to see for the Pelicans.
Yeah,
we talked
sure.
about him being a perfect place for him. Not good.
I thought the Lakers would have been a decent
Lakers
spot for him, too. They just need more shooting
decent,
than him.
But finally, they have a point guard that can run that team now. That's a really good trade for the Pelicans.
That's frustrating, too. That's frustrating for the Grizzlies' sake because I think that could really put them over the top. That could put them over the top.
It puts them – they are certainly going
but certainly
to –
certainly one of Brandon Ingram or C.J. McCollum has to be involved in this deal to go get him.
Dyson right? Daniels?
Dyson
what are we doing? What are you doing, Atlanta? You're screwing us. Dyson Daniels?
The Hawks are unserious for that. Two first-round picks, Larry Nance Jr. and Dyson Daniels for DeJounte Murray. That's pretty unserious. Oh, my Lord. Good for the Pelicans, though.
I quit.
Good for the Pelicans.
That's crazy.
That's well done.
What are the Hawks doing? That's the best you could have gotten for DeJounte Murray? There's got to be more.
And now, let's just operate on the assumption that that's all they're giving up. Now, the Pelicans are going to have the opportunity to potentially go see what they can do with Brandon Ingram on the open market, see if they can get assets back. That's good work. Bad work by the Hawks.
Great work by the Pelicans. I mean, DeJounte Murray immediately makes them.
I'm sitting here still hoping that there's more involved with this trade because that seems ridiculous. That seems just unfathomable that the Hawks would do that to themselves. I know you wanted to offload one of Trae Young or DeJounte Murray, and there's been rumors about it for a while, but you thought that there'd be more in return for that. Two first-round picks just doesn't
Hawks do it fans have got to be losing their minds right now.
Oh, God. That's... And also, let's think back on how much of a failure this was.
They
get
the Hawks?
They get to an Eastern Conference Finals. They think that they can go all in. They get to DeJounte Murray, and that never worked out. They thought they put together a good roster, and it was ugly. They got to 36 wins this year.
Can we think about the last few days for Atlanta? What the hell are they doing?
I have no idea, Connor. I have no explanation. This is.
I'm actually mad. I'm mad. I'm angry.
Because now you're feeding the Western Conference more. Now the Eastern Conference is going to take
Eastern Conference
of a firm dip.
Just got easier. Yes. And the West, once again, gets more difficult.
It's not like the Hawks were, even with DeJounte Murray, going to press for anything, but it definitely got easier for teams to make the play-in. No doubt about it. And now the Pelicans, I mean, that's a team that could easily be out of the play-in next year if DeJounte Murray shows up and does what he did in a Hawks uniform.
Dyson Daniels, Larry Nance Jr.,
And two firsts. And one of them, it was a pick they traded. They got out of a trade from the Lakers. I guess that would have been the Anthony Davis deal.
DeJounte Murray last year as a Hawk averaged 21, 5, 6, and 1.5 steals a game. Great.
That's disgusting. Let's grab a break on that note. We'll come back, break this down a little bit more, get to small talk, and then we'll get you out for the weekend.
Buckle up for a ride through the sports universe on 92.9 FM ESPN, fueled by the same passion and innovation as Elon Musk.
Hey, this is definitely a stack deck on that front.
Always free on the Odyssey app.
So, yeah, I think we need to be as rigorous about merit as possible.
Catch all the Tiger touchdowns, Grizzlies dunks, and more hoops. We're the engine behind Elon Musk's next big idea. 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports supercomputer.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Dead battery on America's birthday? America's number one battery destination is here to help. AutoZone has free battery testing and charging at every store, and batteries starting at just $79.99. With our 4th of July sale, we have savings to help you red, white, and do any other jobs you've been putting off. It's everything you need to get back on the road at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
The light is fading, your hands are sore, and the last tool has been put away. Now is the time to feel the satisfaction that comes with a job well done. But when you get your tools from Harbor Freight, something about the job feels a little different. Your wallet. Because we believe that everyone deserves hardworking tools at hardworking prices. And that's what we have here. So, whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight.
Are driving for hours to shop at Genesis Diamonds right now, taking advantage of the lowest interest rates on the planet. Zero interest for 5 years with nothing down. But time is running out. You have until this Sunday to do this. How about a $6,000 GIA certified diamond for just $100 a month? Pear shapes, rounds, and even oval diamonds are all included. All designer jewelry and all lab-grown diamonds included too. Hurry, this free finance offer ends this Sunday with special Sunday hours for your convenience. Genesis Diamonds on Poplar and Perkins Extended. On approved credit, see store for details.
Hey everyone, Gabe Kuhn here. I think there's three checklist items when looking for a good dentist practice. One, are they good at their job? That's one thing you absolutely don't have to worry about when you go to Dr. Mady's today at the Smile Center. Two, is it convenient? I would say the Smile Center is about as convenient as it gets. Perfect location in Germantown. And three, are they personable? You may catch Dr. Mady trying to talk Grizzlies with you upon your visit. But regardless, Smile Center checks all the boxes for a phenomenal dentist practice. Get to their location in Germantown or go to SmileCenterMemphis.com.
He's one of those kids that only laughs at real anger. I don't know if you've ever met one of those peaches, but see, most 2 and 3 year olds, they laugh at manufactured anger. You can go up to a kid that age and just go rawr, and they're like and this kid's like I want to see your blood pressure spike, man.
From his multiple Netflix specials, comedian Tom Segura brings his new tour, Come Together, to the Orpheum Theater September 1st. Get tickets now at TomSegura.com.
At Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, it's time to define luxury in a new way. At every turn, you'll find audacious design, state-of-the-art technology, and exceptional hospitality. We are dedicated to crafting the world's best vehicles, matched by an extraordinary sales-to-service experience for our owners. Prepare to be noticed in the 2020 2023 Genesis G70. This sporty sedan is a force to be seen. We'd love you to explore the 2023 Genesis GV70 with a class-leading 300-horsepower engine or the available 375-horsepower twin-turbo V6 for terrains from concrete jungles to mountain roads. It's a new beginning for a new generation. Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, 1870 Covington Pike, or visit us online at memphisgenesis.com. Estimated horsepower based on premium fuel ratings. Use of regular fuel will result in reduced horsepower. See dealer for complete details. Dealer stock only.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now you can try it for free at ziprecruiter.com/radio. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Here on 92.9, we talk ball every weekday from 4 till 7 p.m. Except right now, it's time for Big Man Small Talk on 92.9's Gabe Kuhn Show.
Small Talk is brought to you by Conway Services, reputable service available 7 days a week. We just got done talking about the trade details that have sent DeJounte Murray to New Orleans, to the Pelicans. Pelicans get DeJounte Murray, and the Hawks get in return Larry Nance Jr., Dyson Daniels, and 2 first-round picks. One of those first-round picks is one of the first-round picks that the Pelicans got from the Anthony Davis trade, 2025 first-round pick. And then the other one is the least favorable of the Bucks and Pelicans pick in 2027. This is Landry Fields, the GM for the Hawks, being completely inept. This is embarrassing, quite frankly. I know that you've been talking about Trae Young or DeJounte Murray being moved out for assets so you can grow into the future because it hasn't worked out, but I think you made the wrong decision here. And if you were going to get rid of DeJounte Murray, you need probably one more pick and a legitimate NBA basketball player sort of in that star realm, whether it's Brandon Ingram or CJ McCollum. They didn't ask for enough, and now the Pelicans, it looks like they have a core that is ready to go win now in a big way. You have C.J. McCollum. You kept him. You still have Zion on team control. You still have, you're going to have DeJounte Murray, and then we'll see what happens with Brandon Ingram. But you have a good team now and a good amount of pieces. And the thing that strikes me about getting rid of DeJounte Murray in this particular situation, one, he's an all-defensive type guy. He's been an all-star before. He was a steals champ in 2021-22. But, you know, the one shortcoming that we've always talked about in his game is the three-point shooting. And what did he do last year? He shot 7 a game and made 36.5% of his attempts. This is a great win for the Pelicans. And the Hawks, it's not like, you know, I can revel in the fact that they're completely disintegrating in front of our eyes because there's always been sort of that southeastern flair where you're debating Trae Young or Ja Morant or Hawks or Grizzlies. But at the same time, to strengthen the Pelicans, the way they did in the Western Conference, that is no help for the Grizzlies.
Listen, on paper, it's not that bad of a deal for the Hawks. It's just, it makes us angry because they made the Pelicans so much better. They are banking on that 2025 first-round pick from the Lakers to be pretty good. They're getting a 2027 first. I understand, on paper, it's not a horrific trade, but it makes the Pelicans a lot better, and it still gives them flexibility to do other deals because they can move Brandon Ingram. They still can move CJ McCollum. They can go find their center. They can find another wing. They still have options there, and that's what's so annoying about it. I'm more annoyed by it than I am angry about it because it just made the Pelicans a real threat now
in the West. No, I'll say this. I don't think the trade terms are good enough. I think the Hawks
embarrass themselves. To me, here, the Hawks were like, oh, we get a first round 2020. Boom, we got to do it. I think that they could have gotten more for DeJounte Murray. The Pelicans still need to work on their three-point shooting. They still need to find a big to put next to Zion, but this certainly makes them better. The Hawks, they've got to be doing a fire sale now. They have to be. Like, Trae Young has to be going out the door because this trade makes no sense to do if you're going to keep Trae Young on that roster. You got to start flipping it all, go get those assets, and just start stinking for the next few years because that 2025 draft is supposed to be really good. The next few drafts are supposed to be really good. And that is clearly what they're setting themselves up for. It's just, this is really frustrating as a Grizzlies fan because it makes the Pelicans a threat now.
Now, on that news, do we want to send them off another weekend? We'll send our listeners off another weekend. Thanks for listening. That's going to be a wrap for today. Thanks to David Cobb and Jonah Dillon for their contributions to the show. We'll meet back here at the same time on Monday. In the meantime, I'll pass you off to Amber and Ian for Connor. I'm Gabe. Be easy, be safe, and enjoy your weekend.
Memphis is number one place for sports. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM ESPN and Odyssey Sports Station. 92.9 FM ESPN's Jason and John Show.
But I do think from just watching Dalton, like he has a, you know, a high point jumper. Dude was an absolute bucket regardless of where he played.
Oh, I like a lot of it.
And so I feel like he probably just cannot have enough of that in today's NBA. And I'm more convinced about him that, again, if you're not going to go center.
92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station. Unsportsmanlike mornings. The Jeff Calkins Show. Jason and John. Jeffrey Wright and Company. The Gabe Kuhn Show afternoons. 92.9 Memphis.
With T-Mobile, you can get tons of benefits and still save. It's like getting romance and sci-fi.
I love you. Also, I'm a robot.
With T-Mobile, you can save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. See how with our savings calculator at T-Mobile.com/switch. Plus, we'll pay off your locked AT&T phone up to $650, and you'll get a new 5G phone for free.
Pay off via virtual prepaid card in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits with qualifying planning credit plus tax and $35 connection charge. Contact us before canceling to continue bill credits or they stop and required finance agreement balances due. See T-Mobile.com.
All 650 acquisition fee. Telluride RG-5108-49 MSRP 38305. Forte LXS RE-780-169 MSRP 21820. Includes all rebates and incentives. Must finance through Hyundai. Excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 6/30/2024 with approved credit, dealer stock only.
Hey, Jeff, I hear you've got the Kia Summer Stickers sales event going on right now at Gossett Kia South on Mount Moriah. Give me some scoop.
Randy, the scoop is I'm ready to put you in a new Kia for less. 2024 Kia Forte LXS 41 MPG Highway, $199 a month. $34.99 due at signing. How about a 2024 Kia Telluride LX 357 a month? $39.99 due at signing, 24 months.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.